Okay, good morning, everybody, and a wonderful Arab Shabbos, and we're up to Mizmor Pei Dalet to finish off our week, which is such a beautiful expression of David HaMelech's yearnings for Hashem, and we have this as a motif throughout Sefer Tehillim. Acha shalti meis Hashem b'savakeh, shivti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai, alachzos b'noam Hashem l'vakir b'echalo, in Mizmor Chav Zayin. So here we have a very similar theme. Ayedidus mishkenosech Hashem tzvakos, nichsefa, a yearn, v'gam kalsa nafshi, v'chatzos Hashem libi uvisari yirannu alochai. It's a visceral thing that David HaMelech was yearning for Hashem's house. Gam tzipor matzavayu, sidor kainla, just a bird searches for a nest. Asher sasa v'ruchel, it builds a nest for its young. Is mizbechosecha Hashem tzvakos malki v'lohai. That's what the mikdash represents for David. And of course, David, that was his life dream, was to build it. He didn't quite get to do it, but to the father of the one who did, who built it, and you know, when Shlomo built it, he built it very much as David's son, as we've discussed. So this is, very heartfelt, sincere yearning of David. And it's in this context that we have one of the most famous psukim in all of our tradition, Pasuk Hey, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha Od Yaluchah Salah, happy and praised are the ones who get to sit in your home, Hashem. And then Ashrei Adam, Oz Lo Vach Mesilos Bovavam. So here we have a slight disagreement between Rashi and the Malbim, but I think they're both, you know, very, very deeply meaningful. So Rashi says, so just as people, you know, who get to spend time in your presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be praised, Ashrei Adam Oz Lo Vach as a continuation of people who take strength in you. And, you know, spending time in Hashem's house is obviously the kind of experience which contributes to finding strength in Hashem. Mesilos b'lavam, Rashi says, mechashi b'libo mesilos derachav, this is where the term mesilos yisharim comes from, right, liyasher es derko, to straighten our paths. So a person who's always contemplating, you know, how I can get to the next level, the Malbim goes in the opposite direction. The Malbim says, you know, if you can't be amongst Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, if you can't be in Sion right now, but you could still, right, think about those who are Tzipisa LeYeshua, as the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph says, they're always looking forward to that moment where they will be able to be in Sion. Ashrei Adam Oz Lo Vach Mesilot Bilvavam. They're always contemplating how they're going to get back to Sion, as the Pasuk says, as Pasuk Ches, Yochu Mechayel Ochayel Yeroeh El Elohim B'Tzion. So again, the Pshat sounds very much in the direction of the Malbim, but the Gemara has a beautiful drash on this Pasuk, which, you know, is very consistent with the idea of simply being in Hashem's house and how significant experience that is. The Gemara says a person, when they leave the Beis HaKnesses in the morning, should go immediately to the Beit Midrash, whatever it's for. A person has an hour, a person has half an hour, half an hour, a person has 10 minutes, a person has 5 minutes, a person has 5 minutes, busy person has to get to work, he has to be there on time, he's trying to take care of his family, respect that. So he should go from Minyan for 5 minutes, he should go and learn. It's a Nifsak La'alach on Shulchan Aruch, based on this Pasuk, Yochu Mechayel El Chayel, from one source of strength to another source of strength. Well, what are our sources of strength? You know, Eilu V'Recha V'Eilu V'Asusim V'Nachal, Hashem Hashem Lokinu Nazker. We know two primary sources of strength. We derive strength from going to Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, being in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's house to David, and Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, being in his house to learn. So Yochu Mechayel El Chayel Yera'el Elokim B'Tzion. Whether you're in Tzion or you're in Tinek, that's still Afilu V'Echad Yoshev Elomed Shechina Shruya Imo. There's a Hashras Hashchina. And it all contributes to the formation of a spiritual personality, as the Mizmor concludes in Pasuk Gimel, Adonai Tzvaos, Ashrei Adam, Boteach Bach. And of course, we say that every single week at the Havdalah, we're leaving the warmth and serenity of Shabbos behind and confronting the week. Hashem Tzvakos, Ashrei Adam, Boteach Bach. Being in the presence of Shabbos for 25 hours gives us a greater strength to go into the week. So, being in the house of Hashem, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, help shape us as people, and we're able to confront the challenges of life. Hashem Tzvakos, Ashrei Adam, Boteach Bach. So again, that's why the Gemara says, if a person has to go through a shul, instead of making it a shortcut, even if they sit for just a moment, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, Od Yaluchav Salah, and they say that pasuk, it's not just looking for any pasuk to say, but you're looking for a pasuk that connotes this idea of even just a minute, 2 minutes in Hashem's house, is of inestimable value in terms of shaping our religious personality. And we obviously take this with a great degree of seriousness right now. And the last time we were going through this mizmor, it was less available to us. Now we have the opportunity to safely engage in tefillah b'tzibur with the vaccinations, and we hopefully appreciate it that much more. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.